Meet Norma. She is a tall, lanky communication student at the UW-Madison with tousled copper-red hair and horn-rimmed glasses. Like many of her classmates, Norma likes hitting the dance clubs or doing volunteer work in her free time. But what sets Norma apart is that she's not a legal, permanent U.S. resident.
I came from a small town in Mexico. It's a border with Texas. I've been here in Madison about 5 years.
Norma has asked us to use her first name only because she worries about harassment on campus and the possibility of attracting immigration officials' attention. She came to the U.S. with her parents on temporary visas and had permission to be in the country for 6 months. Norma's dad had permission to be away from his $500 a month teaching job in Mexico for 4 years and returned to that job last year. Her mom is still in Madison and just lost her custodian job. Norma says things are tight, but prospects are still better here than back home.
Besides the economic situation, the government is fighting drug cartels. They even get to my small city. Innocent people dying because of drug dealers fighting for territory.
Norma says she'll be the first of her siblings to get a college degree, thanks to the UW's resident tuition program. Before this year, she would have had to pay international student tuition, which cost $23,000 a year, compared to $8,000. UW-Madison senior Javier Niera paid the international rate until he became a U.S. citizen 2 years ago. He says he's glad to see a program that'll help some immigrants get an education and make the UW system more diverse.
Because we really need people to go to school. Being undocumented, yes, it is going to be hard for them because it still is pretty expensive to pay $4,000 a semester. At the same time, we want them to see this as an opportunity to grow as a person.
UW system officials say only about 20 undocumented students have signed on for the resident tuition program system-wide. But critics, like Republican Representative Scott Souter of Abbotsford, say it doesn't matter whether it's 1 or 1,000. The program encourages lawbreakers to come and sign up for a discount education.
I don't think we should reward individuals who have entered or are staying in our state illegally in offering them reduced tuition. My constituents say, why are illegal aliens getting breaks at universities that we pay for as taxpayers?
But UW system spokesman David Giroux says undocumented students don't get many breaks. They can't qualify for federal or state financial aid, and the program requires them to have lived in Wisconsin for at least 3 years. Participants also need a Wisconsin high school diploma, and they have to sign an affidavit pledging to seek residency as soon as possible.
So we have a choice as a society. Do we educate these people, prepare them for successful careers as residents and taxpayers, or do we turn them away, let them try to get along in our society with a much lower level of education and risk that they become more of a burden on society as opposed to contributing to our society?
Norma says she and others in the resident tuition program don't want much else besides a real shot at higher education.
Because we want to be someone in life, because we don't have the opportunities in our country, we deserve an opportunity to go to college.
Norma says she'll graduate in 2 years, then try to find work in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, UW system officials say they don't expect any jump in the number of participants in the resident tuition program anytime soon. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.